Are you in a battle with your math curriculum? I've been there. You may be looking at the piles of math books that your district provided to you, or that you were told were the best of the best, and you're thinking to yourself something along the lines of, how am I ever going to get my students to enjoy math? Or how can I possibly plan engaging whole group and small group lessons with the way this curriculum is organized? Or, how am I going to properly assess my students and ensure that they reach mastery of grade level skills? Whether you are already running a guided math classroom, or if you have been thinking of giving a more structured approach to your math block a try, this episode is for you, especially if you are nodding your head to any of the questions I just asked. Today, I am going to talk about how you can implement a guided math routine in your classroom, even if you're feeling limited by your boxed curriculum. Stay tuned. If you are an upper elementary math teacher, you aren't going to want to miss this one. Welcome to Upper Elementary Simplified, the podcast where busy and overwhelmed teachers find thoughtful ideas to get students engaged in meaningful learning experiences. Hi, I'm Dana Rodebush, former fifth grade classroom teacher and founder of Teacher Tech Studio. I'm here to share practical tips and strategies that will help you grow as an educator. If you are a tired upper elementary teacher searching for ways to cut down your planning time while boosting student engagement, you are in the right spot. Are you ready? Let's simplify. So, before we get into today's topic, I want to share a little secret with you. If you are listening to this episode in real time on April 9th, 2024, then tomorrow on April 10th, I will be celebrating a big birthday, and I'm inviting you to help me in my celebrations. I am hosting a one-day flash sale on every single resource in my shop. And the discount percent is the number of years I have been on this earth as of tomorrow. So, you're gonna be saving a lot of money because I'm getting pretty old. Use the coupon code SURPRISE at checkout to find out how old I'm going to be and save big on everything I have available. I will leave a link to my shop in the show notes because it's kinda a long one. But the address is teachertechstudio.com/shop-for-classroom-resources. And the coupon code for you to use is SURPRISE, S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. So now on to today's topic. As I mentioned in the introduction, it is possible to build a guided math routine in your upper elementary classroom, even if you are feeling the weight of a boxed curriculum that you don't love. Let's start out by defining guided math. Guided math in the upper elementary classroom is more than just small group instruction. In fact, small group math instruction makes up only a portion of the type of learning that should occur in a guided math classroom. It's not just students participating in math centers. It's not just using assessment to guide instruction. It is all of these components and then some. I have kind of a wordy definition of guided math that I came up with that sounds very scholarly. And it is, quote, "the careful planning and implementation of a systematic method of math instruction designed to foster a deep understanding of mathematical concepts using a variety of instructional techniques," end quote. Really, what this means is that, quote, "guided math uses lots of different types of resources and teaching methods to help all students be successful in learning math skills," end quote. Or, put another way, guided math is a structured set of math instructional strategies that allow for targeted instruction, student engagement, and deep understanding of math concepts. Some of the benefits of making guided math your primary method of math instruction in your classroom are, first of all, it gives you the ability to deliver targeted and differentiated instruction because it is much more flexible. You have more opportunity and flexibility to build in spiral review and assessment. It is engaging for students while still maintaining structure for them, which builds student expectations. And all of these benefits allow the ability for students to develop a deep understanding of math concepts. So, back to that boxed curriculum issue. You've been in a battle with your math curriculum ever since you first laid eyes on it. The layout doesn't flow. The quote-unquote activities are boring. The lessons are confusing. And your students are disengaged. Does any of this sound familiar? Not too long ago, I was you. I had a very strong feeling of dislike toward boxed curriculum. So I made it my mission to simplify the process for other teachers like you of taking the curriculum you have been provided and transforming it into an engaging and useful resource instead of a dust collector on the shelf in the closet. If you have been around here for a while, then you probably know that I have been developing my very own math curriculum because I was drowning in my dislike for the experiences that I have had with other curriculum in the past. But then I got to thinking, what about the teachers out there who don't have the flexibility within their positions in a school district to be able to choose to just abandon their curriculum? That's how Guided Math Simplified was born. Guided Math Simplified is my newest program, and it is going to help you transform your boring math curriculum into engaging lessons while providing instruction centered around assessment and mastery of skills. Inside this program, I included 3 digital guides about guided math. One discusses the philosophy of guided math and all of the components that I consider essential to a guided math routine. The second guide is called Focus 3, and it includes the 3 topics that are important to maintain as a focus in a guided math classroom. And the last guide outlines my suggested schedule for organizing your guided math classroom. You also get access to a bonus resources folder that includes math pacing guides for the entire year for 3rd, 4th, and 5th grades, a huge selection of binder labels that you can use to organize your resources and your group materials, a digital guide about best practices for grouping your students and the benefits of small group instruction, a data tracking checklist template, and a digital guide all about setting up your guided math stations. And the best part about this program is what I call Build Your Own Math. And this includes all of the templates that you can use for creating a guided math routine with any boxed curriculum. So basically, you can take your provided math curriculum and use the content inside that curriculum and create the engaging activities for your guided math routine using my templates. You are turning boring math into engaging math. I will link the program in the show notes for this episode if you want to check it out, or you can find it at teachertechstudio.com/guided-math-simplified. And remember, if you grab it tomorrow on my birthday, you can use the coupon code SURPRISE and get a big discount. Next week, I have a special guest to kick off a two-part series about end-of-year ideas that you can plan for your students that will keep them engaged up until the very last day of school. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I hope to see you back here next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Upper Elementary Simplified. I hope you are able to take away something useful that will help you grow as a teacher. I do have a quick favor to ask before you go. If you are enjoying the podcast, please let me know by leaving me a review. It really does make a difference because reviews impact search results, which helps me to expand my reach to other educators. Plus, I love to read my listeners' comments. Until next time, keep life simple.